So last week we gave the Sfas Emes the short end of the straw because we spoke about something that happened to the Sfas Emes, right? The story about how he wanted rebuke from his Rebbe, from the Chiddush Arim. And then we quoted the Sfas Emes, who himself was quoting the Rav Simcha Banam Abshischa. But we haven't given over a Torah of the Sfas Emes. So I thought we would speak about the Sfas Emes and his Torah this week. So this week he has a very fascinating piece on what Devarim means. The Sefer of Devarim, as opposed to the other four Sfarim. So let's take a step back. What is the rabbinic word or rabbinic phrase for Sefer Devarim? You know how like Vayikra is called Toras Kohanim. And Bamidbar is called Sefer, I don't know, Misparim or something. I remember. Sefer Pikudim, that's what Bamidbar is called. That's what Bamidbar is called.
Right.
But what is Sefer Devarim called? Maybe when I say it, you'll remember.
Numbers.
Deuteronomy. It's called Mishneh Torah.
Mishneh Torah.
And I heard Mishneh Torah. Why is it called Mishneh Torah? Also the name of the Rambam's favorite, famous halacha sefer. Why is it called Mishneh Torah?
Repeating all the whole law of
Good. So says Reb Zev that Mishneh Torah comes from the word shnayim, like Mishneh, like lechem Mishneh. You have two loaves of bread. So to Devarim is Mishneh Torah because it's the repetition, it's the second time around of the Torah. Right? Torah Sheni. What's the second time around of the Torah? If you go through Sefer Devarim, as the Ramban points out, many of the halachos are repeated. We talk about all the same stories, and we talk about all the same halachos, and that's because Moshe Rabbeinu is going through everything before he has to leave, right? Before he's taken up to Shemayim. He wants the Jewish people to understand and to remember everything he's already taught them, so it's a review. It's chazara. So when it comes, it's not that bad.
But say a word.
Yeah.
It
can. Vishinantam levanecha is what you're referring to. Yeah. So when the Gemara says Vishinantam levanecha, so Vishinantam there means to really to drill it home.
Right?
Vishinantam means to make an indentation, to make it part of a person. What?
To break their teeth.
It might come from the same word, yeah, to break their teeth. But the question becomes, what does that alternate definition have to do with Mishneh Torah? So if anyone had read the monthly newsletter, they might already know the answer. Because I quoted this idea from the Netziv. The Netziv explains that Mishneh Torah doesn't necessarily mean a review or a repetition, because there's a lot of other new things that are inside of Devarim. Whether it's actual halachos or whether it's just Moser Shmuzin that Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't given before. But rather, what does Mishneh Torah mean? It means to indent, to make an impression, to make people incorporate the Torah that's already been given into their lives. So the truth is that the two things don't necessarily have to be at odds. It's not necessarily mutually exclusive. It's not. It's either repetition or it's an indentation or an inculcation. Rather, it could be that through the review and through the second time around, it is an indentation. The Sfas Emes seems to be combining the two approaches in a very novel way. The Sfas Emes says the following, and oftentimes the Sfas Emes works like the Gra. He speaks in code and very shorthand, and you have to decipher what he's talking about. He doesn't give a lot of introduction, he doesn't give a lot of repetition to his ideas, unless he's saying something new about the same idea. And he says the following, Mishneh Torah hu bechinas tefillin shel yad. What is Devarim? Devarim is the tefillin on your hand. What does that mean, Devarim is the tefillin on your hands? What's the tefillin shel harosh? Okay, well, what is in the analogy, in the parallel? If Devarim is tefillin shel yad, so what's tefillin shel harosh? So we could ask any of that, right? You have four options, 25% chance, and the truth is, you'll never be wrong. Because says the Sfas Emes, V'hadalid Sfarim, Heim Bechinas Tefillin Shel Rosh. All four books. Why? Because all four books are corresponded to in the four sections of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Whereas the Tefillin Shel Yad, it's only one compartment. It's only one section. Is there a difference between the two? What's on the parchment of the Tefillin Shel Rosh? The same thing which is on the parchment of the Tefillin Shel Yad. The only difference is that the tefillin shel Rosh, they're separated on separate parchments.
Right.
And on the tefillin shel Yad, they're all in one scroll. Says the Sfas Emes.
Why is it?
Well, we're going to get to an idea from the Sfas Emes why that is. I couldn't tell you necessarily how the rabbis got there. I don't remember. You'd have to look at the Gemara. But it might be. Here is the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, Lachain, Yesh b'mishna Torah kohanem ar b'dal tzfarim. That's why in Mishnah Torah, in Devarim, you have a repetition of everything that came in the first four books. Maybe not Bereishis, but we'll leave that out for a moment. Some of the halachos may be in Bereishis, not so many, but some of them. Kol Nemar Dvar Tzvarim HaKodmim Kimo B'Tzvilin Shel Yad. Shekol HaDal Parashios V'Veis Achas, V'Bayis Achas, V'Lachain Nikra Devarim, V'Lachain Nikra Devarim. What is Devarim? Divrei tochachos sheheim mekarvin libos b'nei Yisrael el haTorah. That devarim, the word devarim, at least in this context, means el haDevarim asher divrei Moshe. These are the words of Moshe. What does it mean, the words of Moshe? These are the words that Moshe gave over in order to instill the first four parshios. They were divrei tochachos. They were words of rebuke or words of musar. You have the four parshios, okay, good. Now we understand exactly what happened, what Hashem wants from us. Now we have to drill it home to make you really want to do all those things. Says the Sfas Emes, that's what the Devarim is. Divrei tochachos sheheim mekarvin libos b'nei Yisrael haTorah. The purpose of Devarim, the purpose of words, is to convince you of the importance of all those four things so that you feel it in your heart. What does that have to do with the tefillin shel Yad? Kamasha kasu b'tefillin shel Yad ukshartem. V'hu neged halev. The Gemara tells us, what does it mean? Kshartim l'os al yadecha. You should bind it. It's not just binding it and have it face wherever you want. It has to specifically face inward to the heart. Some people say that that's why it's on the left arm or the weak arm and it's closer to the heart. It's probably not true scientifically. It's based on the drush of the pasuk. But either way, that's what this Sfas Emes says. The hand is relevant to the heart. Right? The hand's tefillin is relevant to the heart. U'tefillin shel rosh neged hamoach. They're connected. The brain, the head, shehu madrega shelamala. Uru kolam ha'ar tchuli shem Hashem nikra alecha. We said this over by Oter Yisrael b'sifara this week in the brachos between Minchamar that the tifaras of the Yisrael is a tefillin shel rosh. And here says the Sfas Emes is the same thing in terms of understanding what the first four parshios of the first four sfarim of the Torah are the tefillin shel harosh, because those are the times where Hashem was telling us, giving over the knowledge of what the Torah wants from us. Hashem wants X, Y, and Z. It's a list of things. And therefore, when it comes to Tefillin Shel Rosh, it's very itemized. Right? It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, here are the list of the mitzvos. 1, 2, 3, all the way till 6:13. But when it comes to the Yad, there's no itemization. It's all roped into the whole thing. Right? They're all together. Why? Because Devarim is not about listing the mitzvos again. It's not about giving us a list of all the things we have to know. But rather, it's about taking all those things we have to know and putting them all in our heart. That we should be convinced and persuaded of it to the fact that we need to do them. We should feel them, not just know them. Shekein hayahan hagas dor hamidbar shbeiskalu shelo kederach hateva. He's saying another point that I'm not going to get into. But what he says is that the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar were at the level of Tefillin Shel Rosh. What does that mean, the level of Tefillin Shel Rosh? Because Tefillin Shel Rosh is the level where you know everything. And you, and according to the Sfas Emes, when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they knew Hashem. Right? Nowadays, we don't necessarily see Hashem. We have to find Him. We see Him in different things. But He's never explicit and in the open and revealed to us. The Jewish people in the Midbar, whether it was at Har Sinai, Kriyas Yamsuf, with the man, with their clothing, whatever it was, they saw Hashem's Yad directly. Right? They saw Hashem right in front of them. They knew Hashem. They knew what they had to do and they did it. But now the Jewish people are going into Eretz Yisrael. And when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's not good enough just to know Hashem, because Hashem's not going to be performing open miracles all the time, but you also have to feel Hashem. You're not going to have your teacher, which is going to teach you, who's going to teach you all the things. Now you have to feel it yourself. And this is where the Sfas Emes says, the Mishnah Torah, who derech shenichnesu l'bnei Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. This is when the Jewish people have to go into Eretz Yisrael, they have to feel it themselves. V'haya l'cha l'os ayedecha, l'cha l'os v'lo l'achirim. It should be for yourself, not for everybody else. No one else has to know anymore. Now it's time for you to know it yourself. And then he quotes from his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim, a fascinating idea, which we have to unpack a little bit. He says, V'chein shamat mi pi morenu zakeni, moreni zakeni, ki b'nei Yisrael krovim yoser l'mishna Torah. The Jewish people are closer to the Sefer of Devarim. What does that mean exactly? I'm not sure. Then he says, umikom akom, b'koach mishna Torah, with the strength, through the Mishnah Torah, through Devarim, misdabkin b'chol ha-Torah. You can connect to the other four Svarim. Through Devarim, we connect to the other four Svarim. How? How do we know that first? Says the Sfas Ukshartem, first it says, Ukshartem la'os ayadecha, and then only after you've put on your hand tefillin, vahil totefos be'enecha. Then you could put on your head tefillin. That first you have Devarim, first you have the Mishnah Torah, and then you have the Tefillin Shalrosh. Then you have the four Svarim. What does that mean? That you start with Devarim, and then you go to the other four Parshios. Obviously, the Torah went the other order. So I'd like to propose something which is relevant to the 9 days. And this is my own piece. The Sfas Emes doesn't say this, so don't blame him for it. When it comes to the 9 days, I said this on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz B'Tum and Chamarev. There's a very big difference between this morning, this Avelus, and the Avelus of a regular loss of a loved one. When it comes to the loss of a loved one, the most intense, the most emotional time period is right at the beginning. And as time moves on, you slowly but surely wean yourself away from the emotional and bring yourself into the intellectual. How do you remember this person? Saying Kaddish, putting out a matseva. Those are things that are more intellectual. You think about the person and what they represented. Right when it happens, you're so emotional. You're so connected to the mourning process. And then slowly but surely, you wean yourself away. When it comes to the Avelos of the 3 weeks, however, it's the opposite. The Avelos of the 3 weeks starts with Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. And what do we do in Shiva Asar B'Tamuz? We go through the different things that happened on the 17th of Tamuz. We broke the Moshe broke the Luchos, and we lost the Tamid, and the walls were broken through, and there was a Tzelem, the Hecha, all the things, right? And then once we understand that, we take it with us, we start to intellectually appreciate it, and then once we get into the 9 days, we get a little bit more severe. We stop drinking wine. We start to really feel the Shibud. Right, the whole time we're not listening to music, but then we stop taking haircut. We start to feel the discomfort a little bit more, and ultimately we get up to Tisha B'Av, and that's where we feel the emotional, the significance of the distress the most. Right, the day where we don't even eat, and we don't even wear leather shoes, and we just sit in shul, and we lament the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. That's the pinnacle of our tragedy. That's the pinnacle of our mourning process. And this is the difference between Avelos Yeshana, which is what we're doing now, and Avelos Chadasha. Avelos Chadasha is something that happens first emotionally and then intellectually, whereas Avelos Yeshana is first intellectually and then emotionally. Now, when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, which way did it go? So you could say that it was very emotional at the beginning. But the truth is, the Jewish people weren't really feeling it, right? When the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, it's pretty clear from the Torah that it wasn't like they were emotionally invested all of a sudden. They had an intellectual clarity. They could see Hashem. They knew what He wanted. They knew what Hashem was doing. But they didn't necessarily feel it. That's why we have all these midrashim about Chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Only 4/5 came out. They saw everything. They knew everything. But they weren't necessarily feeling. What did I say? I said a fifth. One fifth came out of Mitzrayim, right? And similarly, we see that when Vayisu Me Harshem, the Jewish people left Har Sinai. Tosfos says that that's one of the tragedies of the Midbar because they left Ketino Kabareach Mi Beis HaSefer. They had to leave Har Sinai at some point, but they didn't have to run away in joy and celebration like you're leaving school on the last day of school, right? That's how the Jewish people left Har Sinai. Because emotionally they weren't connected, intellectually they were, because they saw Hashem, they saw that they had to do all these things. But emotionally they weren't there yet. So they started with the emotionality and they started with the intellectual and they worked towards the emotional. hopefully by the time they're at the end of the Midbar, they had to appreciate it on an emotional level. And similarly, when we're in this time of the 9 days, when in the time of the 3 weeks, working ourselves up to Tisha B'Av, we're trying to appreciate that on an intellectual level. So perhaps when the Sfas Emes says this, the Sfas Emes is saying that the ideal way to be Mekayim Mitzvos is obviously first on an emotional level. First, the ideal is Ukshartim L'Osai Adecha, that you could feel it in your heart, and then once you feel it in your heart, everything else just falls into place. Once you want to be close to Hashem, once you have that emotional connection, so everything else is going to fall into place. But oftentimes it works the other way around. Right? So the paradigm is to feel connected and then do all the mitzvos. Then you go through the tefillin shalrosh, the itemized list of all the things you have to do. But practically, sometimes we have to go the other way around. Sometimes we have to understand what we're doing. When we're kids, we're told what to do. And then we get into the emotional aspect. Hopefully we can all create that same level of devotion that the Jewish people were creating for themselves in the Midbar. The same level of devotion, the same emotionality that we're creating for ourselves now in the time of the 3 weeks. And hopefully by the end, by Tisha B'Av, and hopefully for ourselves and Avodas Hashem in general, we'll be able to inculcate the list of things that we know, all the intellectual ideas that come along with Sefer Devarim and with the first four Sfarim, and the first few weeks of the 3 weeks, and hopefully by the end of the 3 weeks, and in our own Avodas Hashem, we won't only know what we have to do intellectually, but also inculcate it emotionally. And that's the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So now when we go into Sefer Devarim, and we're trying to prepare ourselves to understand Moshe Rabbeinu's Musar Shmuz, it's not something just repeating, but it's actually a repetition, which is trying to inculcate what we already know into our hearts. We should all find a way to connect to it ourselves and to hopefully feel it ourselves, not only intellectually, but emotionally. Okay.